This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They have to go out and they have to protest peacefully. That's what former President Trump is saying about his supporters as he gets ready to appear in federal court tomorrow on charges of illegally keeping classified documents. The AP's Donna Warder.
Trump is expected to leave for Miami today and will spend the rest of the day in Florida meeting with advisors. After his court appearance, he's expected to return to New Jersey, where he's scheduled a press event to publicly respond to the charges.
Travelers are facing detours and delays in the Philadelphia area after part of I-95 collapsed following a tanker truck fire. No injuries reported, though. The AP's Jennifer King.
Drivers began longer commutes near Philadelphia, where a portion of I-95 is being demolished.
A large fire under I-95 near the Cottman Avenue exit caused a portion of the highway to collapse.
The interstate is closed in both directions. Area officials, including Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney, are urging patience.
Both city and state agencies are responding to address impacts to residents in the area and travelers affected by road closures and detours.
Aerial footage showed the blackened slabs of support columns where a petroleum tanker truck caught fire early Sunday and rebar strung between a fallen slab like baleen in a whale's jaw as a backhoe removed trunks of fallen concrete. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro.
With regards to the complete rebuild of I-95 roadway, we expect that to take some number of months.
I'm Jennifer King.
The mother of a 6-year-old boy who authorities say shot and wounded his teacher in Virginia is expected to plead guilty in federal court today to using marijuana while possessing a firearm. That's illegal under federal law. The federal case against her is separate from the charges she faces on the state level, felony child neglect and reckless storage of a firearm. 3 people wounded in a shooting at a train station on Chicago's South Side. No arrests reported. This is AP News. The military's been trying hard to find new recruits. Now it's ramping up efforts to encourage immigrants to sign up.
The U.S. military offers a fast track to citizenship to entice more people to sign up. The U.S. military has struggled to overcome recruiting shortfalls, and as a way to try to address that problem, it's stepping up efforts to sign up legal immigrants. The Army and the Air Force have bolstered their marketing to entice legal residents to join. Both branches say they will not meet their recruiting goals this year, and the Navy also expects to fall short. Pulling more from the legal immigrant population may not provide large numbers, but any small boost will help. The Marine Corps is the only service on pace to meet its goal. I'm Julie Walker.
Gas is up to $3.59 a gallon this morning, up 4 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $5.01 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.